Our Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
What an exciting night of high school basketball here on Kansaland Radio. And a lot of good games here throughout Northeast Kansas. Most of the scores in tonight. Most games going final already. In fact, we're missing just a couple of scores here on the score sheet for all of Northeast Kansas. And there are some good games here on this score sheet, and I can't wait to tell you all about it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Thanks for tuning in. Some bonus coverage on KMZA 92.1 FM. As again, a NEKL game tonight that had their winter royalty festivities here this evening. So a extended halftime for the boys game. So that put us just a little bit behind, but either way, that allowed us to get all of our scores. And I believe we've got most of our recaps from our area games of the week on our network of stations and also online at the MSC Sports website with the Sabetha and Holton channel teaming up tonight as Sabetha was at Holton for a Big 7 League showdown. Logan Bitterman will have the recap again from that matchup again from earlier this evening. Well, let's get started. We'll run down girls' finals here first. We begin in the Big 7 League as it was Jeff West and Hiawatha in a battle of a game as the Red Hawks would always be down by about three or four, it seemed like. Jeff West would jump out kind of early there in the first quarter, and Hiawatha there late in the fourth quarter two times would battle back to tie it, but Jeff West had an answer, and they would hold on, hit a couple of free throws to ice it. 38-32, Jeff West is able to go on and win that one on the road at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. They are now 11-4, while Hiawatha, they drop to 12-3 after winning their own Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. They have lost now two in a row, so again, tough night for Hiawatha as they drop to 12-3. Elsewhere, a low-scoring game in Sabetha as the Blue Jays played host to the Wildcats out of Holton. And Sabetha only able to put up 20 after leading at the half in this one, mind you. They lose 22-20 is your final score. Again, Holton is able to win this one as the girls' halftime score, I believe, was in single digits. I'll see if I can find that for sure. But at one point, I believe the halftime score, again, was a single digits for Holton, I believe. Either way, Holton's able to survive. But again, low-scoring struggle of a game tonight on the offense for both teams. And it is Holton coming out on top, 22-20. They are now 9-6. Nemaha Central continues to roll as they win at Perry LeCompton, 48-31. But probably the hottest team in the Big 7 League right now on the ladies' side, Cyclones out of Riverside. They have won six of their last seven games to get their record back up to above 500. They're now 8-7, and tonight they went on the road and beat Royal Valley, and not just beat them good, 50-33, a 17-point win for Riverside. Again, they are 8-7, so everyone else in the Big 7, take note, Cyclones, they aren't messing around. They are ready to play here late in the season. Twin Valley League tonight, girls' finals. It's Centralia getting to 14-0 as they defeat Frankfort 46-32. Wildcats drop to 9-6. Onega tonight, they pick up a win at home over Blue Valley, 52-38. Elsewhere in the TVL, it is Valley Heights all over Axtell, 52-19. Donovan West would get a road win at Clifton Clyde tonight. 11-4 now are the Mustangs. They win 39-30 over Clifton Clyde. Troy tonight survives at home as they defeat Lynn by a final of 55-50. That's a upset in the Twin Valley League. Lynn, that just their fifth loss on the season, while Troy improves to 6-10. Washington County tonight, winners at Wetmore. They defeat the Cardinals by a score 45-33. Washington County now 6-8 on the season. Other scores then, we move to the Northeast Kansas League. Valley Falls is able to survive at home against Horton, 45-35. This game was close late in the fourth quarter as well, but again, free throws, big difference in this one. Horton was not able to hit them. Valley Falls got a few there at the end. They win it by 10, 45-35. Also tonight, Jackson Heights on the road at Oskaloosa. Cobras win big, 51-14. And then we've got rounding out the NEKL scores. It is Jeff County North by 10 over Mar Hill, 42-32. Kansas City Atchison League, the Lady Phoenix get a 46-21 win over Wyandotte. It is Marysville by 9 over Abilene, 36-27. The Lady Bulldogs, 7-4 now. And Hanover, in a non-league game over Republic County, wins big, 76-23. Taking a look then at the boys' finals tonight, we've got Hiawatha hosting Jeff West, and it was all Redhawks, their winter royalty tonight as well at the Roundhouse. As actually a close game there in the first quarter. Hiawatha only up by 4 at the end of 1, but Hiawatha would go on a spurt there to start out the second quarter and not look back as they won it by 28 by a score of 52-24. Your final score, the Redhawks are now 7-8, trying to get back to 500. Holton tonight at Sabetha. The girls' game was a two-point affair. It was a three-point game in the nightcap, and it would be the home team, Sabetha, surviving as they win it 45-42. The Blue Jays are now 12-3, while Holton drops to 9-6. Nemaha Central tonight, winners at home. They defeat Perry LeCompton 67-41. And the other team with a very good record in the Big 7 League, of course, Royal Valley. No problems in the nightcap there for the Panthers. They win it big, 72-27. Royal Valley 15-0 and on their way looking towards a Big 7 League title. And again, a run in the postseason with a big win tonight over the visitors from Riverside. In the Twin Valley League tonight, it was Centralia winning the nightcap 41-33, so a sweep for the Panthers over the Frankfort Wildcats, 41-33. Centralia now 9-5. Also tonight then, it is Axtell over Valley Heights on the road, 63-55. Clifton Clyde tonight at home knocks off Donovan West. The score in this one, 61-44. It is Troy. They get the sweep as well in the Twin Valley League matchup with Lynn. The boys win 52-44, the Trojans. Wetmore tonight, they get the 51-39 win over Washington County. Again, the Wetmore Cardinals there now 10-6 on the season. Moving to the Northeast Kansas League, Horton, I can't say enough about the Chargers here tonight. They gave Valley Falls all they wanted and then some. Valley Falls was uneasy the entire game as they were only up one time in the first quarter. Horton would go on a big run there in the second quarter. Valley Falls' next lead, minute 26 to go. They did not look back. They hit a couple of layups there on some transition and really a game that was extremely good for Horton. Unfortunately, Valley Falls is able to come back, but do not look now. But Horton is also looking to play as they have a great game tonight. Unfortunately, they drop one to Valley Falls. 59-54 is the final as the Dragons still undefeated at 15-0. Elsewhere then in the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights 54-40 winners at Oskaloosa. Cobras now 5-9. 2-point win for the Chargers of Jefferson County North as they survive at Mar Hill tonight, 36-34 in a close one. JCN now 12-3. In the Kansas City Atchison League, Atchison gets a win at Wyandotte, 59-54. They are now 8-6. In the North Central Kansas League, Abilene defeats Marysville 66-59. Marysville drops to 5-9. And another non-league score then on the boys' side, Hanover. They get the sweep at home over Republic County as they win the boys' game as well by a score of 61-38. Well, those are all their scores. So we're trying to run down the McLeod scores. I believe I've got the boys' final. Hopefully we'll get that down. Also, just looking for the Onega boys' final as they hosted Blue Valley tonight. We have that, and we'll have all of the scores from our Northeast Kansas teams. Hopefully we'll get that during our next segment. Also, stay tuned. Our recaps from our area games of the week coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. They're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hello, my name is Doreen, and I have been a patient of Dr. Lukert's for 7 years. Although I came to him for neck and back pain, he has also helped me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Initially, I was afraid, but after he treated me, I have been a new person, and I don't regret a minute of it. When my back is happy, I am happy. He has made my life better, and I have recommended Dr. Lukert to all of my family and friends, and would recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha to you as well.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tolleson here with you on this Friday at night. Kurt Kilman also in studios, busy manning the computer, running down scores, getting recaps ready, all that important stuff he does behind the scenes to help us get ready for the show. We appreciate that each and every Friday night. 10 minutes to the top of the hour of 10 o'clock. We're going to run down our scores again. We'll take a look at the doubleheaders as we run through the list. Hiawatha's in the Big 7 League tonight, hosting Jeff West at the Roundhouse. Winter Royalty tonight. I'm sure that was the case at a lot of places here tonight in Northeast Kansas. In the girls' game, it was Jeff West knocking off the home team 38-32. But Hiawatha would avenge the girls' loss and get the split on the night, winning the boys' game 52-24. Also in the Big 7 League tonight, Holton, the road team, would get a two-point win at Sabetha as it was 22-20. Low-scoring game here. Holton wins it by two. And then Sabetha also avenging the girls' loss in the boys' game 45-42. Two very good games on both the Holton and Sabetha channel seen at mscsports.net. Nemaha Central tonight, they get the sweep at home over Perry as it was the girls winning 48-31, and then it was the Thunder winning the nightcap 67-41 in that one. Royal Valley then hosting Riverside tonight, and it is the Lady Cyclones who have won 6 of their last 7 games. They knocked off Royal Valley tonight on the road to get to 8-7 as the Lady Cyclones win it 50-33. But then no surprise in the nightcap, Royal Valley all over Riverside as Royal Valley wins it to get to 15-0, 72-27, the final in that one. Twin Valley League scores tonight. Centralia gets a sweep at home. Heard on KMZA, 92.1 FM earlier this evening, as the girls would win 46-32 for Centralia, and then the Panthers would win the nightcap 41-33. Onega tonight, the Buffaloes hosting Blue Valley, as it was the Buffaloes over the Rams, 52-38 in the girls' game. Do not have the boys' final. Trying to get that one real quick, and we'll have it to you. But again, Blue Valley coming into that one with a 5-9 record, while Onega had a 4-10 record in the TVL. Valley Heights, they are at home tonight against the Eagles of Axtells, and it was the Mustangs winning the girls game 52-19. Valley Heights is now 14-1. It was the Axtell Eagles, though, winning the nightcap 63-55 in the boys game. Doubleheader at Clifton Clyde tonight as the Eagles hosted Donovan West, and it was the visitors. They get up the win in the girls game 39-30. Donovan West improves their record to 11-4. Clifton Clyde, however, would get the win in the nightcap. 61-44 winners are the, again, Eagles over the Mustangs. Troy tonight hosting Lynn, and it was all Trojans as they win both games. The girls' game, a 5-point win for Troy, 55-50. And then Troy would win the nightcap by a final of 52-40. Washington County tonight, winners at Wetmore in the girls' game, 45-33. Washington County now 6-8. However, Wetmore would get the better of Washington County in the boys' game, 51-39. Wetmore now 10-6 on the season. In the Northeast Kansas League, all of those scores in now on 103.9 at KNZA tonight. Valley Falls would get the sweep, but it wasn't easy as the Dragons would win the girls' game by 10, 45-30. And then a very pesky Horton team who actually dominated a good chunk of this game was able to, unfortunately, they kind of lost it there at the end with some free throws. And again, Valley Falls picking up the pace a little bit, kind of got desperate in some ways. But again, they picked up the pace, and Horton was unable to hold off Valley Falls. And the Dragons would win it 59-54 is the final score. Valley Falls is now 15-0. McLeod tonight hosting Pleasant Ridge. It's the Rams winning 33-21 in the girls' game, and they would get the sweep by winning over McLeod in the boys' game 73-31. Jackson Heights at Oskaloosa tonight, and it's the Cobras winning both games. The girls would win 51-14 over Oskaloosa, and then it was the boys by 14, 54-40 in that one. JCN tonight at Mar Hill tonight, the 42-32 final in the girls' game, and then we've got in the nightcap a final score of 36-34. JCN would knock off Mar Hill in the nightcap. Atchison tonight played host to Wyandotte in the girls' game, 46-21, the final for the Phoenix. And then on the road, Atchison would win at Wyandotte in the boys' game, 59-54. In the North Central Kansas League, it is Abilene hosting Marysville. The Bulldogs would get the girls' win for Marysville, 36-27. However, the visitors unable to get the sweep as Abilene wins the nightcap, 66-59. Non-league finals, then Hanover, no problem in both games, hosting Republic County, rather, as it's the Wildcats, 76-23, a win in the girls' game. They win the boys' game as well, 61-38. Well, I've reached our next break. We're going to take it. We'll come back. We'll run down the scores again. Our recap's still on the way. Also, we've got game balls to give out towards the end of the show, sponsored by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. Who's on that list? Well, stay tuned. We'll find out. All coming up.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Casasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, thanks for tuning in with us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show as we approach the top of the hour of 10 o'clock on 92.1 KMZA Seneca and 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha. Seth Tollison here with you, wrapping up a busy night of high school basketball here throughout Northeast Kansas. We're going to quickly run down the scores here in this segment. We'll start with the girls' finals. We'll begin in the Big 7 League as Jeff West wins on the road over Hiawatha 32-20. Holton would win 22-20 in a low-scoring Big 7 League matchup tonight as Holton wins on the road. Other girls' finals in the Big 7 League tonight, Nemaha Central over Perry Lecompton 48-31 and Riverside top Royal Valley 50-33 on the road. Twin Valley League girls' finals this evening, Centralia would win at home over Frankfort 46-32. Onega tonight tops Blue Valley 52-38. It's a win at home for Valley Heights as they knock off Axtell 52-19. And wrapping up the girls' finals in the TVL tonight, Donovan West on the road over Clifton Clyde 39-30. A 5-point win for Troy over Lynn tonight 55-50. And then it's Washington County topping Wetmore tonight 45-33. Northeast Kansas League girls' finals tonight. The home team at Valley Falls would win 45-35 over Horton. It was a low-scoring game, but Pleasant Ridge would come out on top over McLeod tonight, 33-21. Jackson Heights, no problems on the road at Oskaloosa. They win 51-14. And wrapping up the Northeast Kansas League results in girls' action tonight, it's a 10-point win for Jefferson County North as they beat Mar Hill tonight, 42-32. Other scores tonight in the Kansas City Atchison League. Atchison would win at home over Wyandotte 46-21. Other girls' finals then in the NCKL. Marysville tops Abilene on the road 36-27. And in a non-league game, Hanover tonight. Big win over Republic County 76-23. Wildcats win at home. Boys' finals now. We've got Hiawatha at home on Winter Royalty night. It's the Red Hawks winning 52-24. Other Big 7 League finals tonight, Sabetha by 3. They win at home over Holton, 45-42. Nemaha Central, no troubles with Perry Lecompton tonight at home, 67-41. And all four home teams in the Big 7 League get the win tonight as Royal Valley. No troubles with Riverside, 72-27, the final there. Twin Valley League scores tonight. Centralia tonight knocks off Frankfurt 41-33. Other boys' finals in the TVL, Blue Valley at Onega. Blue Valley wins this one 65-59. Axtell also, they get a win on the road over Valley Heights 63-55. Clifton Clyde tonight knocks off D-West 61-44. Troy tonight then at home over Lynn 52-40. And rounding out the TVL boys' finals this evening, it is Wetmore over Washington County 51-39. Northeast Kansas League boys' finals, Valley Falls wins, but if you talk to any fans from Valley Falls, they were worried about that all night long. As Horton gave them a run for their money, Valley Falls would hold on to get the win. 59-54 is the win for Valley Falls tonight over the Chargers, who played an outstanding basketball tonight but come up just short. Pleasant Ridge tonight at McClouth, it is Rams winning big 73-31. Jackson Heights, also in the NEKL, picks up a win on the road, 54-40 over Oskaloosa. It is Jefferson County North, a two-point win at Mar Hill. Other boys' finals then tonight, Kansas City Atchison League, Atchison over Wyandotte, 59-54. The North Central Kansas League, Abilene tops Marysville, 66-59. And Hanover, at home, knocks off Republic County, 61-38. In a non-league tussle. Well, that's going to wrap up the scoring here in this segment. I've got recaps to get to from our area games of the week. We'll do that coming up after this next break here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. 5 minutes after 10 o'clock, we're going to get to recaps from our area games of the week on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And we're going to start with a Sabetha and Holton channel compilation, as it was Holton tonight on the road at Sabetha. And with a recap of how that big seven-league battle went, here's Logan Bitterman.
With just a couple weeks left of the regular season, two teams both trying to improve their standings in the sub-state standings matched up in Sabetha this evening. The Lady Wildcats looked to sweep the Lady Jays this evening after winning 27-24 in Holton the first time around when these two teams matched up. After being up by 10 at one point in the game, the Lady Wildcats would fight back and get the 22-20 win and the season series sweep over the Lady Jays of Sabetha. The Holton Lady Wildcats were led in scoring by junior Lindsay Wisdom with 11 points. In the win, Tierra Dodd also chipped in 6 points as well. The Holton Lady Wildcats committed 24 turnovers as a team, hit just one three-pointer, and went 5 of 11 from the free throw line in the win. The Sebesta Lady Jays, however, they were led in scoring by senior Emily Krebs with 6 points in the loss. Mary Luker also chipped in 5 points as well in the loss here this evening. The Sebesta Lady Jays as a team committed 15 turnovers, hit just one three-pointer, and went 3 of 4 from the free throw line this evening. However, the second game of the night would also be a tremendous one here this evening as the Sebesta boys were up by 9 at the halftime break, 23-14 over Holton. And at the end of this one, it would be a 3-point win for the Sebesta Blue Jay boys as they get the series sweep over the Holton boys by a final score of 45-42. The Sebesta boys were led in scoring by sophomore Christian McAfee. He had 20 points in the win. Marcus Bauman also chipped in 14 points, and then Davis Roki also had 5 here this evening. It's about the boys as a team had 12 turnovers on the night, hit just 2 3-pointers in the game, and went 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Holton, they were led in scoring by a junior Matthew Liritz. He had 13 points in the loss, went 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Jake Zeller had 9 points. Kobe Black and Tyson Snyder both also chipped in with 7 points apiece in the loss. The Holton Wildcat boys had 9 turnovers in the loss, 6 3-point shots made, and went 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So again, the Sebesta girls, they lose 22-20 to the Holton Lady Wildcats as the Holton Lady Wildcats get the season sweep over the Lady Jays this season, winning both games as the Sebesta boys get the season sweep over the Holton Wildcats this season, both games here this year. Next Tuesday night, you can catch the Holton game on the Holton channel. They will be at Royal Valley. The Sebesta game will also be on Tuesday night. They will be at home, and they will be on the Sebesta channel as they take on the Thunder of Nemaha Central. For the Holton channel, the Sebesta channel this evening, and for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman reporting.
All right. Thank you very much, Logan. Other scores then in the Big 7 League at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. The visitors from Jeff West would pick up the win, 38-32 in the girls' game. But Hiawatha would avenge and get the win in the nightcap, 52-54. Redhawks are now 7-8. Other scores then out of the Big 7 League. The doubleheader at Nemaha Central saw the home team get the sweep as the girls win it 41-31 over Perry Lecompton. And then the Thunder would win the second half of that doubleheader by a score of 67-41. Don't look now, but the Cyclones of Riverside are 6 of 7 out of their last 7 games. They have won 6 of those, so they are now 8-7 on the year. So after a rough start, the Lady Cyclones playing some good basketball, and they get a win tonight on the road at Royal Valley, 50-33. And we know that the Royal Valley men are playing very well this year with an undefeated record going into tonight, and they are now 15-0 as they win at home over Riverside, 72-27. We're going to head now to the Twin Valley League in our feature game of the week on the 92.1 FM KMZA. Saw Centralia host Frankfurt, and Brandon Tadman was there, and he files this recap from that doubleheader.
It was Centralia picking up a home sweep on Friday night as they welcomed the Wildcats of Frankfurt inside their home gymnasium. The girls stay undefeated, a big win, 46-32. Panther boys win the nightcap, 41-33. In the girls' game, it was back and forth in the first quarter, a 1-point Centralia lead, but a 10-4 advantage in the second quarter by the Panthers gave them a 23-16 halftime lead, and then outscoring Frankfurt 15-8 in the fourth quarter, able to get that lead out and hold on for the win, again by a final of 46-32. Our player of the game was Avery Dieters, a double-double solid at 12 points and 14 rebounds. Her sister Owen, also a big night, 14 points and 7 rebounds. In the loss, Hattie Gross led Frankfurt with 15 points and 5 rebounds. Panthers stay undefeated at 14-0. Wildcats with the loss drop to 9-6. In the nightcap on the boys' side, Centralia again winning by 8 points, 41-33. They were down in the first half, actually got down 9-4 in the first quarter, and then got it to a 3-point deficit at halftime. Third quarter seemed to be the turnaround. Centralia had held Frankfurt to just 2 third-quarter points, and it wasn't even a field goal. It was on 2 free throws. Centralia outscored Frankfurt 12-2 in the third, took a 7-point lead into the fourth quarter, and able to keep it at arm's length and win it in comeback fashion with a 24-13 advantage in the second half. Panthers were led by Brock Reinicke, our player of the game, with 13 points and 7 rebounds. Trenton Talley also 13 points as well. And in the loss for Frankfurt, Ethan Armstrong led the way with 11 points. Caden Dollinghouse, 10 as well, in double figures. Again, the Panthers snapping a three-game skid as they get to 9-5. Frankfurt has a four-game winning streak snapped as they drop to 11-5. Again, a Centralia sweep tonight. Girls final, 46-32. Boys in the nightcap, 41-33. I'm Brady Tadman reporting for the High School School Board Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Brandon. A full slate of Twin Valley League games on tap tonight. Rounding out those scores, we'll start in Onega as the Buffaloes hosted the Rams of Blue Valley. And it would be the home team winning the girls game 52-38, but give the W to the visitors in the nightcap as Blue Valley would knock off Onega in the boys game 65-59. Valley Heights tonight at home as the Eagles from Axtell came visiting this evening. In the girls game, it was Valley Heights winning big 52-19. However, the Eagles would get the win in the nightcap. Axtell 63, Valley Heights 55, the final there. Clifton Clyde tonight at home as Donovan West traveled west to take on the Eagles. It was the Mustangs winning the girls' game by a score of 39-30, but it was Clifton Clyde winning the boys' game 61-44, the final in that one. Troy tonight, they were at home. They took on Lynn this evening as the Trojans would win the girls' game by a score of 55-50. And then it was a sweep in the nightcap as Troy gets the win there as well by 12, 52-40 over the Bulldogs of Lynn. Washington County tonight, they traveled to Wetmore as in the girls' game, the visitors would get the W. Washington County wins it by 12, 45-33. But then it would be Wetmore winning the boys' game by a score of 51-39. We're going to move now to the Northeast Kansas League this evening as we had two of these doubleheaders on our sister network of stations. And we'll start with a big battle in Valley Falls as the Dragon's Den played host to the Chargers of Horton. With that recap, here is Justin Fluke.
Fantastic games on Winter Royalty Night at Valley Falls. After the Dragons had missed 2 days of school and basketball, they were able to come away with two wins against the visiting Horton Chargers. It wasn't easy. In the girls' game, Valley Falls trailed by one at the end of a quarter, but went up by three at halftime. The biggest margin was at the end of the game, as a 45-35 final for Valley Falls had them winning the second half 24-17. And getting the victory to improve to 7-8 on the season. The Lady Dragons now 6-5 in the Northeast Kansas League. That second half was fueled by sophomore Corey Kirkwood, who scored 18 of her game-high 24 points in the second half as the Dragons complete the season sweep. Malia Soto had 16 points in the loss for the Horton girls, who had two technical fouls called with 1:09 left in the game. Three of those free throws were made and a basket, which made it an 11-point lead and basically iced the win for the Valley Falls girls. The boys' matchup featured 14-0. Valley Falls ranked third in the state against Horton, who has just three wins and 11 losses coming in. In fact, Horton had lost by nearly 40 points earlier this season against Valley Falls, but not tonight. Valley Falls led 14-10 at the end of one quarter. But Horton went on a 9-0 run to start the second stanza. They would hit four threes in that second quarter. They would build up the lead to 10 points at halftime. Horton led throughout the third quarter as well and would lead throughout the fourth quarter until there was less than 90 seconds to go. Valley Falls kept creeping back in it. Dylan Cervantes, two free throws to give the Dragons the lead with 1:26 left. Two more free throws to pad the lead, and Valley Falls would hold on for the comeback win 59-54. Avery Gatzmeyer scored 12 of his 20 points in the third quarter when the Dragons got back in it. Trenton Kraxner had 12 points and more than 12 rebounds. Dylan Cervantes had 12 points as well as the Dragons improved to 15-0 on the season. But man, were they pushed to the limit by a Chargers squad that got 18 points from Trey Lockwood and 12 each from underclassmen Luke McAfee and Gannon Becker. Horton played great, but Valley Falls, 7 of 11 free throws in the fourth quarter, a couple big stops, and they come back for the win, 59-54 over Horton, as the Valley Falls girls won as well, 45-35. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. I have sat in this room over the course of the last 20-some-plus years and listened to hundreds and hundreds of basketball games, most of which Justin Fluke has done himself. But that, by far, that boys' game at Valley Falls tonight was one of the best I have heard in a very long time. We're also going to get a recap tonight from the Northeast Kansas League from Mr. Tom Couts, as tonight he saw Jefferson County North on the road at Mar Hill, and he has this recap from that doubleheader.
A couple of teams who put together a tremendous rivalry over the past number of years in the Northeast Kansas League got together in Atchison, Kansas tonight. Jefferson County North traveled to Mar Hill Mount Academy in JC and drove home with a couple of exciting wins in the opening game. It was tied at the end of the first quarter. JCN led by 4 at halftime, and behind Tara Stubas, 13 points. Your Bank of Atchison player of the game helped her Lady Chargers to come away with a 42-32 win. Jefferson County North moves to 6-5 in the conference and 9-6 on the season. Morehouse Mount Academy goes to 4-7 and 5-10. In the second game, not a lot of points, so that means everyone mattered. It was a one-point game at the end of a quarter, 5 at halftime, tied at the end of 3 quarters, and a shot by Bank of Atchison player of the game, Caleb Worthington, with 14 seconds left, allowed JCN to come away with a 36-34 road victory. The Chargers are now 10-1 of the conference and 12-3 overall. Morehill Mount Academy goes to 5-6 and 7-8 on the season. So again, tonight in Atchison, 2 tremendous games. JCN comes away with 2 wins over Morehill Mount Academy. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Other 2 games going on in the Northeast Kansas League. McLouth hosted Pleasant Ridge. It would be the Rams winning the girls' game by a score of 33-21 over the home team from McLouth. And then it would be Pleasant Ridge as well winning the nightcap. So they get the sweep on the road at McLouth. As in the boys' game, it was Pleasant Ridge 73, McLouth 31. Also tonight then at Oskaloosa, the Bears hosted the Cobras from Jackson Heights. In the girls' game, it was the Cobras getting to 12-1 with the 51-14 win over the home team. And then in the nightcap, it was Jackson Heights. This game a little bit closer, but Jackson Heights still gets the W as they beat Oskaloosa 54-40 this evening. Kansas City Atchison League finals tonight in the girls' game. Atchison over Wyandotte 46-21, while the men would win as well over Wyandotte 59-54. North Central Kansas League, Marysville at Abilene. In the girls' game, it is Marysville picking up the win 36-27, but in the nightcap, Abilene would hold off Marysville 66-59. And one non-league matchup tonight, Hanover tonight hosting Republic County, as it is a sweep for the home team. Hanover wins the girls' game 76-23, and then they would win the nightcap as well, winning the boys' game by a final of 61-38. Well, stay tuned. We've got our final segment of the show coming up. We'll pick our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients, and also run down the scores again. We'll do that right after this here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Are you an energy giver or an energy taker? At BNP Propane, we are creating a culture of positive energy. We are encouraging others to share a smile, not a frown, to open the door, not let someone down. We feel it's the responsibility of every business and citizen to be a part of the community by contributing to its local charities, schools, and churches. Yes, it's easier to have free delivery of gifts and food to your front door, but how does that energize community? Someone may need to see your smile and feel your handshake. Today, a local business may need that extra dollar to pay its employees and feed their families. Join BNP Propane in 2022, and let's be energy givers.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
With our DSB Connect digital banking, you can freely move money to other people and other accounts, just like those big-name apps. Use our P2P to instantly send money to another person, and use our reliable bill pay service to pay your companies.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back one final time here on this Friday night, as again the high school basketball season, regular season anyway, just a couple of weeks left as we start to look at how these records are going to affect the postseason, as all of these games become extremely important here throughout the course of the next 2 weeks. And we're going to be here on Kansland Radio on the MSC Sports Radio Network, bringing all of the action from high school basketball to you over the remainder of the 2021-22 high school basketball season. We'll get to our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients. We're going to do that here in just a few moments. But before we do that, let's go ahead and run down those scores for you. We do have all of them in. We appreciate everybody who's called in and reported those, and especially thanks to Kirk Kilman for helping get all those lined up as well here tonight. We'll start with all the girls' finals here real quick. Hiawatha tonight hosting Jeff West in the Big 7 League, and it's the Tigers getting the road win at the Roundhouse, 38-32. Other girls' finals in the Big 7 League, a low-scoring game, but Holton beats Sabetha tonight, 22-20. Nemaha Central then winning at home over Perry LeCompton, 48-31. And rounding out the girls' Big 7 League finals tonight, Riverside tops Royal Valley on the road, 50-33. Centralia tonight in girls' action in the TVL, they would out-rebound Frankfort 33-16, which is a huge part in their win tonight at home, 46-32 over the Wildcats. Elsewhere in the TVL, it was Onega at home over Blue Valley, 52-38. Valley Heights got a home win as well over Axtell, 52-19. Donovan West went on the road and won at Clifton Clyde tonight in girls' action, 39-30. Troy at home tonight over Lynn, 55-50. And that last score from the Twin Valley League girls' list of scorers tonight is Washington County winners on the road at Wetmore, 45-33. Northeast Kansas League girls' finals tonight. Valley Falls would top Horton 45-35. It was Pleasant Ridge over McLaughlin tonight, 33-21. Jackson Heights tonight, winners at Oskaloosa, 51-14. And a 10-point win for JCN at Mar Hill, 42-32, the final in that one. Other girls' finals tonight from the KCA, it is Atchison over Wyandotte, 46-21. From the NCKL, Marysville defeats Abilene, 36-27. And in non-league action, Hanover all over Republic County this evening, 76-23. Looking at the boys' half of our score sheet tonight in the Big 7 League, Hiawatha, they would win at home and get to 7-8 with a 52-24 win over Jeff West. It was a 3-point win for Sabetha at home over Holton, 45-42. Nemaha Central tonight, they're now 14-1 as they got a 67-41 win over Perry LeCompton tonight. And all Royal Valley tonight at home in the Panther Palace as they win it 72-27 over Riverside. In the boys' TVL action tonight, Centralia got an 8-point win at home versus Frankfort, 41-33. A close game tonight at Onega, but Blue Valley would come out on top, 65-61. Axtell tonight wins at Valley Heights 63-55. Clifton Clyde this evening, they are winners at home over Donovan West 61-44. Troy, a 12-point win at home over Lynn tonight, 52-40. And the last boys' final from the TVL tonight was Wetmore winning at home over Washington County, 51-39. Northeast Kansas League boys' finals this evening. This a big surprise, and honestly could have maybe been the biggest upset of the season in the state, maybe. But Valley Falls was able to come back very late in this game to defeat Horton 59-54. The Dragons are still undefeated now at 15-0. Pleasant Ridge tonight at McLouth wins 73-31. The Rams are now 11-3. Also tonight, then, Jackson Heights would beat Oskaloosa on the road 54-40. And rounding out Northeast Kansas League scores this evening, 2-point win for the Chargers 36-34 over Mar Hill in a low-scoring game. And rounding out the boys' finals in the KCA League, it's Atchison over Wyandotte, 59-54. In the NCKL, Abilene would defeat Marysville, 66-59. And Hanover tonight in that non-league matchup with Republic County. All Wildcats tonight over Republic County, 61-38. Hanover now 14-1. And that rounds out our scores here for this evening.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go!
At Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's Game Ball presentation.
All right, well, we'll take a look at first our girls' nominations here this evening for our Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. We've got first up, we actually have two of these. This is going to be tough. Atchison's Katie Harris reached her 1,000 career points here tonight. So did Emma Youngberg of Valley Heights. She got to 1,000 career points as well here this evening. Also then on the list from Valley Falls, Corey Kirkwood had 24 points in the win tonight over Horton, 18 of those in the second half. But our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient tonight with the double-double from Centralia is Avery Dieters, as she had 12 points, but she had 14 rebounds in this game. And we mentioned that earlier, how big that rebound disparity was. In the game overall, it was 33-16 in favor of Centralia in their win over Frankfurt tonight. And again, most of those rebounds went to Avery Dieters, so she's our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient tonight on the girls' side. And then in the boys' half of my sheet here, I've got a few nominations. First of which, I'm going to nominate Trey Lockwood of Horton. He's my personal nomination tonight, and I only nominate him because even though they lost tonight, that game tonight went through him, especially early on, as he definitely went out there and willed Horton to stay in that game. Again, it was definitely a team effort. Horton played lights out, but during that game, Trey made some key baskets and was in a lot of plays. Fortunately for Horton, they would come up short. He had 18 points, a bunch of rebounds, so a double-double tonight for Trey Lockwood. Unfortunately for him, though, and a losing effort at Valley Falls. Also nominated tonight is Centralia's Brock Reinecke. He had 13 points and 7 rebounds. But our winner tonight from Valley Falls, Avery Gatzmeyer, he had 20 points tonight. And again, they needed every one of them, as he would definitely be a big part in Valley Falls' comeback. Our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient for our boys' game ball tonight, Avery Gatzmeyer, again of Valley Falls. Well, we'll take a look here at the sports schedule for what's coming up here this weekend and into next week. We take a look at the last of 2 weeks worth of high school basketball starting next week. Of course, tomorrow, this station that you're listening to right now will bring you coverage of K-State men's basketball as the Wildcats are at TCU to take on the Horned Frogs. Coverage starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Other games of note in the Big 12 tomorrow. This one, a big game, actually, nationally speaking, but definitely in the Big 12. Number 10 Kansas will play host to number 8 Baylor KU, a 2.5-point favorite in that one. That game's set for 3 o'clock. Other games tomorrow in the Big 12, Oklahoma, it's Bedlam at Oklahoma State. And then Texas Tech is at West Virginia with Iowa State at Texas. So a bunch of games in the Big 12 tomorrow. Also tomorrow on our sister station, KARE 93 at 7, Benedictine on the road at Mount Mercy. Women's game at 12 o'clock tomorrow with the men's game at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Again, that's on KARE 93.7 FM. I don't know about you all, but Sunday I'm going to have a little bit of withdrawal as nothing on the schedule as the Chiefs season unfortunately coming to an end last Sunday against the Bengals. And, of course, we have a full week left before the Super Bowl, so nothing on the schedule for Sunday. Also, Monday a night off for our area sports teams, so we don't have anything on the schedule. But into Tuesday, we get right back into high school basketball as on 103.9 KNZA, a big seven-league battle as Nemaha Central, rather, will be at Sabetha in a Nemaha County matchup, nonetheless. Troy will be at Wetmore on KMZA 92.1 FM. Also then on the Holton Channel, they will be at Royal Valley with Sabetha again. Also that 103.9 game will also be on the Sabetha Channel as well on Tuesday. All of our locker room chats will be next Wednesday and Thursday, so catch those at around 5:30 next week. And the next Friday, kind of a tentative schedule on the Holton Channel and 103.9 FM. Hiawatha will be at Holton next Friday night, and the KMZ game will be Valley Heights at Centralia on the Sabetha Channel. Then it will be the Blue Jays at Jeff West. Well, that's going to pretty much do it here for everyone at Kansland Radio on the MSC Sports Radio Network. This has been Seth Tollefson with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.